Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On the big show today, comedian Ian Bagg and curling. It's coming up right after this.
Leaves are crinkling under sweet caresses. I cherish this moment of natural bliss. Nothing's missing when I'm pissing outside. You don't know what you're missing until you start pissing outside.
Pissing outside.
Come on, America.
Pissing outside. You don't know what you're missing until you start pissing outside.
There you go. You know a rock, a bush, a shrubbery, a tree. You can go anywhere you please. There's so many things that you can christen. So make it like your mission and just start
pissing outside. Pissing outside. You don't know what you're missing until you start pissing outside.
You know my favorite places in the virgin snow. You find a fresh canvas and let it flow. Sign your name and watch it glisten. Unless you're in Alaska, then your task is to go faster, 'cause it freezes and you have to walk backwards while you're pissing outside.
Pissing outside. You don't know what you're missing until you start pissing outside. Pissing outside. Pissing outside.
Nice.
You don't know what you're missing until you start pissing outside.
Because the grass is always greener when you water with your wiener outside.
Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
We have...
And we have Ian Bagg in the studio.
Thank you very much.
Can we have more about this story from Florida?
What story?
What I know about it, there were two eagles fighting in the sky, and now they've crashed and are stuck in a storm drain somewhere in Florida, and they're trying to rescue them.
I like to think
I hope
they're making up.
I hope they got
maybe they're
out. Why would you bring that up?
They could be humping each other.
They could be doing it.
I think we're. Aren't we an eagle glut right now? We were at a deficit, but now
we're
glut.
An eagle.
We got a lot of eagles.
Hump like an eagle.
Tip top, tip, 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 tip.
Coming up, we have a really cool version of the song "Gin and Juice." Now you're familiar, of course, with Snoop. Here it comes. There you go. Now, Snoop is in the news because...
Why would you cut that off? You cut it right off at the end.
Well, I was trying to
get
rid of the dead eagle with the tire print in his face.
No.
He's not dead, A.
He's not dead, A.
Okay.
I know. Why is that?
I saw two eagles fighting in the sky. They just dropped right into the drain, so I immediately pulled over, said a witness, Edward Bickerstaff. One of the eagles stayed on top of the other eagle that was stuck for about 30 minutes, then flew away. When the bird flew away, the stuck eagle, a female, fell into the drain.
Oh.
See?
Experts say the birds were fighting over territory.
Mm-hmm. Have they been freed?
It's a turf war. Yes, and they've been fine. They've been
eagle on eagle crime.
Eagle on eagle crime.
Thank you very much. Now, I was trying to get back to the gin and juice thing.
Everybody's okay.
Because Snoop in the news, because he said, in honor of California passing the recreational marijuana law.
Yes. He's going to smoke every day.
He's going to smoke every day, which to me, I would imagine he's...
thought that's what's been happening.
He would call it Friday.
Yeah, he's been pre-gaming this for 30 years.
Right.
But you guys have nicknamed me...
The albino panther.
The albino panther. Thank you. And
I see you crawling across sheets on a bed.
When I tried to do, I tried to do a little bit of gin and juice, a little bit of hip hop rapping in the gin and juice, and you guys said it was the whitest version ever. I beg to differ.
Okay.
I think we may have found a whiter version of gin and juice.
Donny Osmond did one.
No.
This is a band called The Gourds.
Oh, I know this.
And their version of gin and juice. Have you heard this?
Yes.
Here we go. It kind of sounds like the band.
I don't want anything to do with these people.
Oh, it's great.
It sounds like the band about 1968.
We used to listen to both versions back to back in high school.
Oh, my.
I think they also do some AC/DC songs, right?
That's Hayseed Dixie.
Oh.
Yeah. We've had
them in here.
We have had Hayseed Dixie in here. They have a great song we're not allowed to play anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's called I'm Keeping Your Poop in a Jar.
it's great to Tom.
It's about a very rough breakup.
I, for one, am glad that
I'm with Chip.
I love Hayseed.
Yeah, this is a great version of this song.
You don't like Hayseed Dixie, Chris? Sipping on gin and juice,
baby. Doesn't it sound like the band?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Remember the band, The Band?
Yep.
Robbie Robertson's got a new book coming out about his activity with the band.
But, can't wait to
about
read
how
that.
He stole everything in the world from Levon Helm.
What the hell's wrong with you?
I don't like Robbie Robertson.
This guy sings like
how
Levon,
dare
though.
Dare you?
Robbie is a great Canadian, by the way. As is everyone in the band except for Levon, who's sadly no longer with us.
But we call him Robert.
Are you really? In Canada?
Robertson.
In retrospect, I had no idea how easy it is to derail the entire show.
Yeah.
Oh, you've been doing it since we started the spray.
I know.
We had some visual photograph thing about an eagle that probably has a sad end. And
they're fine.
Hey, guys, look at the nature pictures of a computer.
That's right. Hey, who'd like to look at an eagle?
Could we move on? I'm sorry. Christy, do you have something of interest over there?
Oh, boy, do
I. want to hear more of that song.
Have you had a smoothie lately?
I had one this morning. It was delightful. Kale.
Did you add your own sperm to it?
Oh.
Sorry, fresh out. Tom has no sperm left.
Yes, we have no sperm.
Why are you playing this song?
Papa was an albino panther.
Well, I'm slow down. So you're a sperm smoothie?
A woman in Buckinghamshire, England, advocates drinking human semen to avoid the flu. Despite being vegan, the 29-year-old named Tracy Kiss.
You hear that,
slow down.
Ladies.
What'd you say?
Despite being vegan, the 29-year-old named Tracy Kiss said she drinks male sperm in the pursuit of better health. Because she is single, she enlists the help of her best friend to supply her with sperm. And ensured he was a non-smoker without any sexually transmitted infections.
That is a good
Tom
friend.
Has a question. His
yes,
arm is
Tom.
Raised.
Yes.
Okay.
Tom.
So she makes, would you say, shakes with sperm.
Smoothies.
Yeah.
So she's got some male friends supplying this. Does he bring it over like you'd bring over a cup of sugar?
Just seems
Kiss
like-
told the Sun it can taste really good depending on what her friend has been eating.
Isn't that, all right.
Though the personal trainer tends to drink it neat, she will add extra ingredients and make it a smoothie. If her friend has been drinking alcohol or eating asparagus, which she finds tastes terrible.
She can taste the alcohol?
Apparently.
Wow.
In a YouTube video, I'm not done.
Yes.
Kiss also demonstrates how she applies semen to her face to combat, I never know how to say this word.
Rosacea.
Yes. Oh.
Rosacea.
That's it. Yeah.
I'm sorry. So she doesn't just drink male seed. She applies it to her skin.
Yes. Yeah. The former model said the idea came about during a conversation
with a
about
guy.
Natural remedies with her beauty therapist and learned that many experts have confirmed the benefits of the male.
This had to be some guy's idea on a Saturday night.
You know what I read in Cosmo?
Well,
can you imagine living next door? The teenage kids living next door?
Ha ha ha! Love you!
It's time for your facial.
No.
Would you like it from the tap?
Yeah.
I've got my esthetician's license.
All reality, it's full of protein, and
because
I guess there could be some
because
benefits.
It's people.
Because it's people.
Can you imagine
sperm
that?
Sperm people!
That factory gig. Well, no, I'm working for the Jizzies people. They used to make fizzies, but yeah, you drop them in the thing and they foam up. It's all sperm.
Man, oh, okay. Man.
Wow.
Well,
that is unbelievable.
She likes it neat.
She likes it neat.
That's so funny.
Some guy had to have convinced her. Rocks class.
I mean, people have been doing this for years, right? Only not in smoothie form, right?
They call it a facial or a facial.
Well,
why did she have to announce it to the news?
Yeah, well.
Well, because we're all talking about her.
Yeah, remember the commercial that used to go,
I, for one, salute her as a hero.
Remember the commercial where that would always go, you're soaking in it.
Oh, Madge.
Madge. Palmolive. God, I used to love that commercial. Oh, that ran forever.
Forever.
For Palmolive.
Mm-hmm.
Is it really gentle when you wash the dishes? You're soaking in it.
Maybe they could do it like the old coffee commercial with it. Well, she never has a second sperm smoothie at home.
You're soaking in it. It's on your mashed potatoes.
Oh, man.
Ick. The sperm smoothie.
All right.
Where do they find these people?
Yes, and I want an exact address.
And why do they always in England and Florida?
And why do they go public? And they're always in China, England, or Florida.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of England,
she must have made a scene. She must have gone into a smoothie place and they didn't have what she needed.
Yeah.
How dare you, my
didn't
skin.
You say? Didn't you say she's a vegan?
She is a vegan, yes.
No, wouldn't that violate her?
She says, despite being vegan, that's one of the first lines in this.
Despite being vegan, she's taking down communities.
Well, and of course, being vegan, she has to tell everyone immediately.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
Of course. Well,
can't have that. Sorry. Sorry, I can't have that.
Has she gotten the flu?
I can have that.
I don't know if she...
See, I'd go pro, get a flu shot.
Yeah. You know. Ian, what do you do if you have friends that come over who claim they're gluten-free or vegan or...
I have that joke about about cookies. I just keep the package. Right. And that's how it started. I just kept the gluten-free package. I just kept putting... Because I had one friend that always like, oh, he brought gluten-free cookies once. We finished them and just put other cookies in
it. So you're poisoning your gluten-free friends.
Nah, he never
doing.
Knows. He's never gotten all fired up after leaving.
Doesn't leaving. Actually have that celiac.
I gotta get home.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie, buddy.
Hey, Donnie.
Donnie.
Hey, I just tuned in a little late. Is it true? I heard Christy say something about she's been putting sperm eggs in her smoothies or something.
I did
no,
not
no,
say
some,
that.
Some
Tracy,
lady.
Her name is Tracy Kiss, and she's in England. She's the one doing
it. She says she makes smoothies using her neighbor's seed.
Well, they do everything crazy over there. How come you think the Middle East is always screwed up, Christy?
Wow.
And the fact remains, you women don't quite understand how sperm eggs work. I'll say it right to your face, like Patty Ferguson.
Yeah?
She'd never, never do what Angel Skinner did for me, and there's no way she'd put that in her smoothie, because she was always convinced she'd get her baby teeth back. Now, I don't know if it works that way. Oh,
no, it doesn't.
I mean, Mythbusters is missing an episode. I'll say just like this. You know, I don't know about smoothies, but I gave Angel Skinner the highlights she couldn't afford one year. Swear to God, do that, man. I got it on tape, Christy. I left her looking like a toaster strudel.
Uh-huh. Oh, man. Oh, I think that's
just hung up.
That paints a picture.
Yeah.
Don't really have to.
I don't want to talk about that anymore.
Have to think too hard on that one.
My niece, can I? This is a clumsy
weird
turn.
Hang on one second.
A palate cleanser.
Here we go. Okay, now this will get everyone off that topic because you're about to mention something that probably is totally inappropriate. Okay,
well, no, it's I love toaster strudels, love them, and visiting my brother and sister-in-law last weekend. My niece has a trick, and it's brilliant. She said, "Can I please put the icing on your toaster strudel?" She's five, and I said, "No, I'll do it." And she goes, "No, I want to make you a smiley face." So she put. One small dot is an eye, another small dot is an eye, a very small dot is a nose, the tiniest smile, and she goes, there you go,
and then went to put the icing packet in her,
mouth
to eat 75% of the icing. And I ripped it from her hand. I know what you're up to, and I'm not allowing it.
That is
I never liked my brother. I never liked you.
That's a smart kid.
That's a great cat. Great gag.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yes. She's very
That borders
funny.
On genius.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of thing I expect my 3.5-year-old to do. Oh, more sugar? Yes. By the way, thanks for asking. I'm still in the doghouse.
Oh,
Dairy Queen was a bad place for a kid.
It was worth it. I thought that was
She had already had her cookie for the day, and you took her for some ice.
Devil man.
Okay, we have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. We've learned quite a bit today.
He is a devil man, isn't he?
He is.
Yeah.
We had a nice time at Dairy Queen. I'm sorry, Christy, back to you.
The next set of emojis could finally include everything you've been waiting for and then some.
Okay.
Finally.
Including a breastfeeding mom.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I will use that all the time.
A heavily bearded character for you hipsters out there.
How can they get enough of the breastfeeding mom in something that tiny?
It's really just, here, I'll show it. I don't know if you can see this.
Boob.
It's very hard to make out.
See, yeah, it is.
Aren't they all?
It doesn't show her head. It just shows her. Yeah, that's it right there.
It's like a torso with a baby's head.
It's like a torso with a baby's head, yeah.
Wow. In the area.
It's hard to see.
There's also a zombie, a genie, an elf, a merman and mermaid.
You know, just real quick, you can use something called words.
You can, yeah.
Those will actually...
A slew of new food items.
Yeah.
Pretzel, sandwich, cup with a straw, canned food, broccoli, and a coconut.
Sad.
Broccoli and a coconut.
Drink it all up. Put the broccoli in the coconut and drink it all together.
Broccoli.
Oh, you know the interesting fact about Nielsen was.
Well, slow down here. Why a broccoli and a coconut? Together?
No.
They're just different. A can of soup.
Why would anyone send an emoji of broccoli?
Not coming home, having broccoli.
Hey, heard your dad died. Broccoli.
Flying saucer.
Sad face, broccoli.
How about this? A face with open mouth vomiting. There you go.
Oh, I like that one.
A shocked face with an exploding head.
I love that. Happy?
Sorry, Mrs. Kennedy.
Oh. Too soon. Too soon.
That sounds like something I would have blurted out. What the hell's wrong with you?
These are emojis. Can people no longer use words?
And
for
Tom,
God's sake.
Just I can't for answer you. A curling stone.
Oh, curling. Fun. You Canadians love curling.
Yeah, get all liquored up and
something to do in the ice.
Yeah.
Did you see the new curling regulations came out last week?
Well, there's new regulations?
Yeah, you didn't know?
God. I'm not happy. Did you hear there's new curling regulations
came out? I thought that That's Ian, being said. Canadian, would
Ian,
know
just
this.
Say, yes, I did.
Just say, yes, I did.
Well, Ian, in the world of curling,
evidently that doesn't get us out of it. No, I didn't. Or
let
yes,
me grab
I did.
My copy
he
of
still needs to explain it.
Weekly curling news.
Yearly curling.
You got the WCN this week?
There were tensions between teams because of the brooms that were being used. They'd modified
bristles.
The bristles, yeah. And so now there's only one legal type of bristle for curling.
Yeah, because people were cheating with the one.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. They were using the wrong. They were modifying their. It would be like corking a bat.
Yeah, essentially,
or taking air out of the ball.
They were corking the handles of the broom. And it also
they weren't. It was the bristles.
It
also forbids players from moonlighting as janitors and getting too much practice.
You got it. It's great to watch.
Don't put the vomit dry there. He's the man's a professional.
Let him do it.
They're doing sweeping changes.
Hey! Good
sorry.
Joke.
Sorry.
Nope.
I'm sorry.
Don't disagree more.
They've yellowed interesting things during those. They'll throw the rock and then they'll yell at it. Hurry, hard.
Is that
hard.
What they do?
It's really awkward. It's just like
they're drunk.
Yeah, but it's hurry, hard.
Have you ever
We should start our own curling.
Ian, league. Have you ever curled?
Yeah.
You have.
Yeah, we had to take it in gym class.
Are you kidding me?
I'm absolutely serious.
I'm so happy about this.
And
I've never been happier.
I'm taking my wife curling at this Christmas when we go to Canada
Are
for
you
curling. Kidding? She asked me, "Can we go curling?" I was like, "Yeah, there'll be a bonspiel."
There you go.
And I thought I was the most pretentious one for taking fencing in gym. Mm. No?
Nope.
Wait a minute.
Pretentious? No,
you're still pretentious for taking fencing.
I don't think curling is pretentious.
No, it's
pretentious.
Curling is the opposite of pretentious.
Curling's like us doing plastic bat and ball or
something.
Yeah,
it's like us playing wiffle ball.
Is it not incredibly fun?
It is incredibly fun. Let me explain it. It's ice bowling.
It's more like ice shuffleboard.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you can knock the guys.
Yeah, yeah. You're knocking the guys. Yeah, but it's people got cigarettes on the side. You know, they're on the side, and usually the tournaments happen late at night because everybody's all liquored up and they just play all night. Hey, we're going to the Bonsfield.
Bonsfield.
Bonsfield. Yeah.
Field.
Yeah, yeah,
Bonsfield.
Yeah.
Every curling
tournament, and they're like hammered and smoking. That is all they're doing there.
So it's legal to smoke at the Bonsfield.
I don't know if it's still, but I just remember...
Back in the day.
As a kid, we just had to sleep in the car while Mom and Dad curled.
There you go. A
little chilly up there.
They'd go start the car every now and then.
Every now and then. Full tank of gas. Weekend Bonsfield.
Yeah, a little parking lot. A little Kim Mitchell on the radio.
Go for a soda.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.